This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House is voicing strong support for Iranian protesters who took to the streets to decry the shootdown of a Ukrainian commercial jetliner outside Tehran last week. VOA's Michael Bowman reports the Trump administration faces continued bipartisan pressure from Congress to provide more details on the intelligence that prompted the U.S. targeted killing of an Iranian general, as Democrats seek to rein in the president's ability to unilaterally order military action against Iran.
Amid the upheaval gripping Iran, U.S. President Donald Trump weighed in Sunday, tweeting, quote, "To the leaders of Iran, do not kill your protesters. Thousands have already been killed or imprisoned by you, and the world is watching. More importantly, the USA is watching."
This has not been a good week for the Iranian regime, that's for sure.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien told ABC's This Week the administration doesn't want war, but will continue pressuring for change in Iran. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
More than 1,000 people attended a rally in Hong Kong on Sunday to urge people and governments abroad to support the city's pro-democracy movement. Speakers also celebrated the results of Saturday's presidential election in Taiwan.
The Taiwanese demonstrated how peaceful it could be if we have a democracy. And we have to understand that the Taiwanese fought hard in previous decades so that they can have this power today. So if we want to have democracy like them, we need to fight hard and to continue our fight with the Communist Party until we can have our five demands met.
Under the framework of one country, two systems, the city enjoys greater democratic rights than those on the mainland, but protesters say those freedoms have been steadily eroding under Chinese President Xi Jinping. This is VOA News. A small volcano near the Philippines erupted Sunday, forcing the closure of Manila's international airport, and it prompted the evacuations of tens of thousands of people. The Australian government announced that it has allocated an initial $50 million for the bushfire wildlife relief effort there.
As an initial contribution to protecting our wildlife and restoring the habitat. This has been an ecological disaster, a disaster that is still unfolding. Some 8 million hectares have been burnt, and we know that our native flora and fauna have been very badly damaged.
That's Australian Treasurer Josh Frydenberg. Officials fear that 30% of just one koala colony on the country's northeast coast, or between 4,500 and 8,400, have been lost in the recent fires. Authorities have no exact figure on how many native animals in total have been killed, but experts say it's likely to be in the tens of millions. Since September, at least 28 people have died in Australia's bushfires. Kenneth Roth, Human Rights Watch's executive director, has been barred from entering Hong Kong. He was planning to launch the organization's annual World Report in Hong Kong this week.
So I'm going to return to New York. I'll hold the press conference there. But sadly, this episode is just the latest evidence that the Chinese government is doing everything it can to undermine the enforcement of international human rights standards.
And the report is expected to be quite critical of China. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's sex abuse trial is resuming this Monday with more pre-screening of potential jurors. AP correspondent Julie Walker with details.
Challenges and distractions have stymied the Weinstein jury selection.
And the rapist was you!
Protests outside the courthouse were so loud you could hear the commotion in the 15th floor courtroom. Hundreds of New Yorkers were summoned for jury duty, with most dismissed when they raised their hands to indicate they couldn't keep an open mind about Weinstein, who's pleaded not guilty to charges he raped a woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013 and sexually assaulted another woman in 2006. If convicted at a trial expected to last into March, the 67-year-old could face life in prison. Julie Walker, New York.
A crippling French transport strike entered into its 39th day Sunday over government pension reform. That strike continued despite the government's offer to withdraw the most contested measure of that plan. The French government says it will drop plans to increase the official retirement age to 64 from 62 in an effort to end the strike, which has paralyzed Paris and its suburbs. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.